Chapter 5, Section 5, The Guide to Salvation. The way to learn to know your brother is by perceiving the Holy Spirit in him. We have already said that the Holy Spirit is the bridge or thought transfer of perception to knowledge, so we can use the terms as if they were related, because in his mind they are. The relationship must be in his mind, because unless it were, the separation between the two ways of thinking would not be open to healing. He is part of the Holy Trinity, because his mind is partly yours and also partly God's. This needs clarification, not in statement, since we have said it before, but in experience. The Holy Spirit is the idea of healing. Being thought, the idea gains as it is shared. Being the call for God, it is also the idea of God. Since you are part of God, it is also the idea of yourself, as well as of all the parts of God. The idea of the Holy Spirit shares the property of other ideas, because it follows the laws of the universe, of which it is a part. Therefore, it is strengthened by being given away. It increases in you as you give it to your brothers. Since thoughts do not have to be conscious to exist, your brother does not have to be aware of the Holy Spirit, either in himself or in you, for this miracle to occur. Your brother may have dissociated the call for God, just as you have. The dissociation is healed in both of you as you become aware of the call for God in him, and thus acknowledge its being. There are two ways of seeing your brother, which are diametrically opposed to each other. They must both be in your mind, because you are the perceiver. They must also be in his, because you are perceiving him. See him through the Holy Spirit in his mind, and you will recognize him in yours. What you acknowledge in your brother, you are acknowledging in yourself, and what you share, you strengthen. The voice of the Holy Spirit is weak in you. That is why you must share it. It must be increased in strength before you can hear it. It is impossible to hear it in yourself while it is so weak in your own mind. It is not weak in itself, but it is limited by your unwillingness to hear it. Will itself is an idea and is therefore strengthened by being shared. If you make the mistake of looking for the Holy Spirit in yourself alone, your meditations will frighten you, because by adopting the ego's viewpoint, you are undertaking an ego-alien journey with the ego as guide. This is bound to produce fear. Delay is of the ego, because time is its concept. Delay is obviously a time idea. Both time and delay are meaningless in eternity. We have said before that the Holy Spirit is God's answer to the ego. Everything of which the Holy Spirit reminds you is in direct opposition to the ego's notions, because true and false perceptions are themselves opposed. The Holy Spirit has the task of undoing what the ego has made. He undoes it in the same realm of discourse in which the ego itself operates, or the mind would be unable to understand the change. We have repeatedly emphasized that one level of the mind is not understandable to another. So it is with the ego and the soul, with time and eternity. Eternity is an idea of God, so the soul understands it perfectly. Time is a belief of the ego, so the lower mind, which is the ego's domain, accepts it without question. The only aspect of time which is really eternal is now. That is what we really mean when we say that, quote-unquote, now is the only time. The literal nature of this statement does not mean anything to the ego, which interprets it at best to mean, quote-unquote, don't worry about the future. This is not what it really means at all. The Holy Spirit is the mediator between the interpretations of the ego and the knowledge of the soul. His ability to deal with symbols enables him to work against the ego's beliefs in his own language. His equal ability to look beyond symbols into eternity also enables him to understand the laws of God for which he speaks. He can thus perform the function of reinterpreting of what the ego makes, not by destruction, but by understanding. Understanding is light, and light leads to knowledge. The Holy Spirit is in light, because He is in you, who are light, but you yourselves do not know this. It is therefore the task of the Holy Spirit to reinterpret you on behalf of God. You cannot understand yourselves alone. This is because you have no meaning apart from your rightful place in the sonship. And the rightful place of the sonship is God. This is your life, your eternity, and yourself. It is of this that the Holy Spirit reminds you. It is this that the Holy Spirit sees. This vision invariably frightens the ego because it is so calm. Peace is the ego's greatest enemy because, according to its interpretation of reality, war is the guarantee of its survival. The ego becomes strong in strife. If you believe there is strife, you will react viciously because the idea of danger has entered your mind. The idea itself is an appeal to the ego. The Holy Spirit is as vigilant as the ego to the call of danger, opposing it with His strength, just as the ego welcomes it with all its might. The Holy Spirit counters this welcome by welcoming peace. Peace and eternity are as closely related as are time and war. Perception, as well as knowledge, derives meaning from relationships. Those which you accept are the foundations of your beliefs. The separation is merely another term for a split mind. It was not an act, but a thought. Therefore, the idea of separation can be given away, just as the idea of unity can. Either way, the idea will be strengthened in the mind of the giver. The ego is the symbol of separation, just as the Holy Spirit is the symbol of peace. What you perceive in others, you are strengthening in yourself. You let your mind misperceive, but the Holy Spirit lets your mind reinterpret its own misperceptions. The Holy Spirit is the perfect teacher. He uses only what your minds already understand to teach you that you do not understand it. The Holy Spirit can deal with an unwilling learner without going counter to his will because part of his will is still for God. Despite the ego's attempts to conceal this part, it is still much stronger than the ego, even though the ego does not recognize it. The Holy Spirit recognizes it perfectly because it is his own dwelling place, or the place in the mind where he is at home. You are at home there too, because it is a place of peace, and peace is of God. You who are part of God are not at home except in his peace. If peace is eternal, you are at home only in eternity. The ego made the world as it perceives it, but the Holy Spirit, the reinterpreter of what the ego made, sees it only as a teaching device for bringing you home. The Holy Spirit must perceive time and reinterpret it into the timeless. The mind must be led into eternity through time, because having made time, it is capable of perceiving its opposite. The Holy Spirit must work through opposites, because he must work with and for a mind that is in opposition. Correct and learn, and be open to learning. You have not made the truth, but truth can still set you free. Look as the Holy Spirit looks, and understand as he understands. His understanding looks back to God in remembrance of me. He is in holy communion always, and he is part of you. He is your guide to salvation, because he holds the remembrance of things past and to come. He holds this gladness gently in your minds, asking only that you increase it in his name by sharing it to increase his joy in you.